From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The March unemployment report is due out in about an hour and a half. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment insurance fell last week. And NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports analysts expect employment gains for last month as a whole, but largely due to temporary factors.
With the Census Bureau undertaking the time-consuming task of completing its 2010 survey, it has been on a hiring binge. Largely because of the temporary workers hired for that project, analysts predict a 200,000 increase in payrolls for the month. Another boost may come from the recovery after February storms, which kept some would-be workers at home. Still, economists say the unemployment rate for the month will likely remain unchanged. That's because, even with a gain in new jobs, the pool of people looking for work continues to increase. The recession has destroyed more than 8 million jobs, and many millions more workers have stopped looking for work or consider themselves underemployed. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Presidents of the United States and China are sounding conciliatory notes after months of tensions. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the two presidents spoke by phone for an hour.
The official Xinhua news agency reports that both presidents agreed on the need for balanced development as their economies recover. President Hu Jintao said that recent economic disputes should be resolved through negotiations. President Obama affirmed that the U.S. would stick to its One China policy. China has been wanting to hear that after U.S. arms sales to Taiwan triggered threats of sanctions. President Obama also stressed the need to cooperate in making sure Iran lives up to its international obligations. President Hu plans to attend a nuclear security summit in Washington this month. That comes days before the Treasury Department is due to decide whether or not to label China a currency manipulator. Neither president mentioned the currency issue during the call. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The Red Cross is distributing cleanup kits and keeping shelters open in Rhode Island and other New England states as floodwaters recede after big rainstorms. But thousands of homes are still unfit for occupation, and officials are concerned about damage to roads and bridges that could endanger travelers. The developer of an early personal computer that helped open the door to an entire new industry and to major social and business transformations has died in Georgia. Henry Edward Roberts was 68 years old and had been fighting pneumonia. Roberts' build-it-yourself kit for the affordable Altair 8800 computer inspired Bill Gates and a friend, Paul Allen, to start a software company, Microsoft, in 1975, which now dominates the software market. Roberts never intended to start a revolution. He was an electrical engineer and a tinkerer who thought people might enjoy owning a personal computer. This is NPR News. A federal judge in Detroit will rule today whether to grant bail for members of a Michigan-based group accused of plotting violence against law enforcement officials. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, attorneys for the self-described Christian militia members say they are being denied the right to examine evidence against their clients.
Federal officials accuse the Hutari of planning to kill police officers as a way to incite an uprising against the government. Prosecutors say the Hutari members in custody are dangerous and pose a flight risk. But defense attorney Michael Ratai calls the allegations, quote, just talk from an informant he says he's not been allowed to question.
We believe that these undercover agents, basically, they've twisted these conversations. People all over the country in different pockets of this country sit around in coffee shops and in garages and in pole barns and talk about how much they hate the government. There's nothing illegal about that.
Federal officials say the head of the Hutari tried to order bombs from the undercover agent. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Automatic heightened airport security screening of people from 14 countries heading to the U.S. is about to end. Officials tell news agencies the Obama administration will roll back the rules imposed after an attempt to blow up an airliner bound for Detroit on Christmas Day. The White House will reportedly announce new criteria, including specific information about terrorist threats. New water quality rules could sharply curtail mountaintop removal mining in West Virginia and other mountain states. A mining industry group says the new rules will cost a lot of jobs. EPA head Lisa Jackson says blowing the tops off mountains to get coal puts too many toxins into streams. This is NPR News.